Okay, the next thing is I'm almost finished going through Finnegan's Wake, and I found a very good book that updated the details. It was written 30 years ago, but I never read it. And the particular non-McLuhan details are really good. So I also felt quite able to handle it. Now I got to go to the other room. I have to.
And you to C.S. Lewis.
No, wait, don't think. So I felt it was quite, I felt quite in, superior to Finney's Wake, or, it wasn't intimidating. I felt quite confident with what I was getting from it and getting a pretty good view.
Well, you've done it to death. You've done it to death,
right,
Bob. Are you talking, what do you mean?
It's okay,
just,
so
eat,
it's even clearer.
Drink.
Yeah. Okay, so it's even clearer now, the book. And I was noticing a lot of ionic ways to interpret it in terms of the mystery landscape. But I was thinking maybe we should go through it a bit, you and I, and see what you would add to what scholars would never come up with. So if you look at the four book structure, I didn't ask. Are you interested in some questions on this, on the book?
We fuck with you, Bob, so we don't ever limit anything that you're interested in.
Right. So the, you take what I'm interested in and you fuck with that and add new
twists
to it.
Well, kind of, sort of. Well, maybe sort of. But if it's interesting enough for you to ask, it's interesting enough for us. It's
right.
Okay. We have a thing.
Okay, so you have the four book structure, and you could apply McLuhan's thing. You have the literal level, which includes all interpretations in traditional Christian exegesis or scholarship. That would be book one. Book two is the symbolic level. The elements in there are symbolic, metaphorical. Book three would be application to human morals and standards. And that book emphasizes a lot of Sean, the political son, the political twin son, one who's concerned with having a good image and moral issues, or he pretends to anyways. And then the fourth level is the eschatological, or the realm of grabbing for straws or ultimate mystery. So that would be book four, which cycles back in book one. So what would you add to that, or is that even nowhere near what Joyce meant? The way I'm looking at the four books.
Wyndham Lewis.
Wyndham Lewis is a clue, or we look into Wyndham Lewis's knowledge?
No, he's the answer to your question. The way look at it, the same way Wyndham Lewis would look at it.
Well, he didn't like the book.
Well, neither did you.
No, it's all right. So Wyndham Lewis
well,
is a
all
favorite.
Right. Listen to what you're saying. What you're like. So now, if you know the difference between C.S. Lewis and Wyndham Lewis, could you draw a difference? Could you describe the way C.S. Lewis and Wyndham Lewis would describe these, the same book? One would have one say and one would say another, right?
Yeah, C.S. Lewis, he's the guy who did the children's literature, the fantasy novels, like Polka, the kind of literature.
Well, it wasn't
right.
That. It was, no.
What did he do? Science fiction?
Yeah, well, it's like the Cat in the Hat.
Oh, that's children's literature. So that's quite different from Wyndham Lewis.
Maybe, until you find out there really is a cat, and there really is a hat, and there really is those things.
Right. Okay,
see,
so C.S. Lewis dealt more with the mystery landscape? Well, that implies C.S. Lewis does the mystery landscape. And Wyndham Lewis, you said he was interested in angels. And he was the most on that.
So
are we
are
talking
you.
About what? What'd you say?
So are you.
Right. Are we looking at what Lewis is interested in as a painter or thinker or novelist or essayist? Or
the way he would look at the book is the way you're looking at the book now. And that's why you enjoy it, because you can take it through your own pen tab and pull a pen tab off it, and you can know the answers to the questions. That's the point.
What's that got to do with Lewis? Yeah, Wyndham Lewis.
Wyndham Lewis would do the same thing, but in a completely different way.
The same thing, which would be to break it apart into levels?
And to see what was interesting or not interesting or good or bad. Because, see, you've gone through this and you've made a value judgment regarding it. that's the same thing Wyndham Lewis would have done. He would have given up, well, I like you pretty good, and it's okay, and he drops the ball here and here and here, but this part's okay, and that's going to be all right, and I like you pretty good, and you throw it in the fireplace and burn the motherfucker up.
Right. So is Joyce aware of Lewis's critical stance and was writing?
Yes. Of course.
That was his main audience?
They've battled for all their lives, Bob. You know this already.
Yeah. But, so that battle is a key factor.
The difference is what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what did Non-Physical add to the book? Like there's the four rings. Are the four books illustrative of the four rings? That scholars aren't aware of the four rings.
It's in your inbox.
Oh, look at that. Right away, let's see. Go
says
over
Wyndham,
there.
It says Wyndham Lewis.
Oh, yeah, you spelt it differently, Wyndham Lewis, then.
We did it on purpose.
Okay, looking at, well, that's parallel worlding imagery, portals.
That's right. That's right.
Well, was Lewis more knowledgeable portals than Joyce, James Joyce?
Very angelic then, yes.
Right. So is that why Wyndham Lewis was basically a very antisocial person? He wasn't that embedded in this world?
Yeah. He was fuck this shit. No. Yeah. No. Thank you.
And he would go to other worlds, quite adept at it. Whereas Joyce couldn't do that.
So far.
Right. Oh, they're always developing, right? We don't die. We keep developing or changing. Right? Becoming. That's why it's always so far. Beg your pardon?
Incestuously.
Right. So so Ion would appreciate Lewis's view more than Joyce's because Lewis knew more about the mystery landscape. Right?
And that's what we've been talking about.
All right. And he also therefore encountered angels and put them in.
It was by default. It's by default because that's the only way to describe it. You do the exact same things, but you don't know what you're doing. See? He didn't either, but you didn't know what you're doing.
Well, he didn't either, you just said.
That's true.
Right. Okay, so the themes, you didn't comment, the four levels of exegesis I laid out. Is Joyce thinking of those four levels applied to the four books?
Yes, but not. You're too smart. You know things.
He didn't know that.
Correct.
In detail.
Correct.
He might have had some level of it, but it's a hit and miss. He's no luck. He put it in there. It was luck. By default, almost, then.
Oh, well,
okay.
Yeah.
So what is Finnegan's Wake about? Okay. This book that I'm just read, they make a big deal out of the dream structure of Freud. And Freudianism is a big pattern in Finnegan's Wake. Now, James here has said to me through the Evergreens that it's not based on a dream.
Right.
Okay, so what did he pretend? What did guide him as he organized things? Usually it said Vico, Guy and Batista Vico's historical structure was the way he would organize material. Did he do that?
We can go with that. Okay. We don't like it, but it's okay. It's okay. Like,
well, what was Joyce trying to describe with the book? What was the
aesthetic
problem?
He was trying to show, that there was no shift.
There was no shift.
Right.
Yes, people were more rigid back then. They didn't know the shifting nature of society or of media dynamics.
That's
where McLuhan figured it out. McLuhan got that part.
But he also lost it though when he brought it. When he obfuscated the position, when you had a pin tab on it, it stops and it doesn't work at all. Because see, when you bring it back, it comes back as something else. Now it's a whole new conversation.
Yeah. Did you say you get stops or thoughts? Didn't get that word. Stops. You get. He got. When you apply McLuhan, you get stops. Is that what you said?
It stops.
Yeah, by him emphasizing the technological symbolism or ground, that stopped it, the shifting. Now, Joyce and the Evergreens said, more of the Evergreens, that Joyce's problem was he was too flexible. So he was, like, allowing endless shifting. and because he liked that or was interested in it, he put it into his book. Would you agree that's what you mean?
It's close.
Did any critic get close to that understanding of Joyce's shifts?
Not yet.
McLuhan did, but then he put it into media, and that might have been a mistake.
Then when he went and video killed the radio star.
Right. Okay, so, and Joyce is a radio star, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
So Joyce didn't include the effects of television, even though he does write about television in the book.
Correct.
He didn't foresee, but nobody of his generation saw that, unless you mean Wyndham Lewis.
Yes. Well, he tried to. He tried to.
Who, Joyce or Lewis?
Lewis.
Okay. He probably didn't have the shifting down as well as Joyce did of reality.
Right, because there was, that's right. Very good.
Yeah, but Lewis saw the technological ground that inspired McLuhan.
Figure.
But Lewis might have been more balanced.
He saw the figure ground.
Right. Okay, so then what in our history of the castles and the 14 group or the Illuminati attitudes in the aristocrats, those that understood parallel worlds, I like to call it the Pharaonic. The Habsburgs. What ideas of those people are in Finnegan's Wake, or Joyce tried to show that?
The Fiffles.
Is that a name of a family? The Fiffles?
Yeah, the Fiffles. Fiffles.
Yeah, they're not apparently in Finnegan's Wake, but...
yes, they are.
Okay, the Fiffles. That's S-Y-P-H-U-L-S?
Yes.
Fiffles. What did Joyce imagine them doing?
Bibbling the lob-a-lob. Bibbling the lob-a-lob.
Yes, but were they parallel worlding, doing magical things?
Visitors? No, they were inside-outside visitors of the MASH. Inside-outside visitors of the MASH.
All right, yeah, the
187.
MASH. 187, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's the line, why does a posse of porter peas do something
Correct.
To somebody? Yeah, posse of
Correct.
Porter peas. That's the MASH of peas.
Peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold, peas porridge in the pot 9 days old.
Right. Now, through the evergreens, Joyce thought books said that books were the most important medium, and he didn't like the electric environment, electric entertainment. Do you agree with that? With Joyce, did he have that view? Did I get it right from him?
Mostly.
Whereas Lewis was more flexible with newer media. That would be the difference.
Well, newer constructs.
Right, newer constructs. Let's see. All right, so we have the main image is Humphrey Chimpton Earwicker is asleep in his home, which is part of a tavern. Tavern is downstairs, and he's dreaming all of human history. That's the cliche interpretation of what's going on.
Yes.
The guy's dreaming.
Even now.
Yeah, people still feel that, you mean, scholars.
Too. Well, yeah. Stupid people too, Bob.
Right. Now, we've established it's not really a dream emphasis. So what did Joyce mean by having HCE and his wife at night in bed, hallucinating, dreaming, all kinds of historical content? What was Joyce's purpose in that?
The markers.
They were historical markers. So Joyce understood
yes.
there was no time.
We had to be careful how you say this. No, he didn't know what he knew. He knew he knew shit, but he didn't have a clue what he really knew. So you can't go running around here talking to us about what he knew. Yeah, no, that's not going to go well. You do have a little room that you can make something out of this if you wish, but it's sort of a stretch, Bob.
Out of Joyce knowing something, pretending he
yes.
knew something?
Yes.
Whereas Lewis knew more.
Yes.
And I meant that he was antisocial. Like, he didn't have time for people because he knew the people were just stuck in the little world.
He knew it was ridiculous. And even if you told all the whole wide world, they wouldn't get it. If they did get it, they wouldn't like it. And if they did like it, they wouldn't know it. And if they did know it, they wouldn't know what to do with it. And if they knew what to do with it, they'd never apply. And if it didn't apply, why bother? Basically,
right.
You know?
Okay, so what is Lewis? Is he Lewis more interested in Iandom and our work than Joyce, or are they both interested?
Yes, both, but one more than another.
Because he knows what it's exposing, what the realities that it's
what it curtails.
I'll have to look up curtails.
Okay.
Do you have a meaning for curtails that you mean?
No.
What it curtails means what it evokes, what it limits itself to, what it refers to. Invokes. What it invokes. Oh, okay. Through the Evergreens, James Joyce said he was showing how each new technology would eat the previous technological society, each form.
Eating.
Consumed it. Yeah, you would agree that what Joyce was saying through the Evergreens on that point is true to Joyce's physical mind. He was thinking that. He didn't like it, but he saw that would that go into the shifting notions? The
yes.
Eating and subsuming
yes.
is part of the
yes,
shifting.
Yes. Mad as a Hatter, yes.
Did he feel that anybody else understood that idea?
He thought he had it separate, and he had it in a window, and he thought he had it all to himself, but others knew. It wasn't that. Wasn't that all that?
And Lewis knew it.
Yeah, and T.S. Yeah. Eliot knew it. We kept trying to do that. Did that show up on your recording the other day?
I think so. Whenever you mention Eliot, that's not deleted. I don't edit it.
No. You had not started. You had started, but you weren't there. And it was dead air, and we did all of the Halloween on payday.
But nobody heard it.
But it's in the recording.
I don't know about that, but you know what happens? I just started listening to the music, and none of the music first 20 minutes is broadcast. It's all static.
That was us speaking, doing TSF, the Halloween.
But no one hears that. It's not on the recording.
It's in the recording. Listen to it again later.
Well, it couldn't have been the whole part. So, actually, you knew that the people weren't hearing anything, so you gave them something to hear, which was the hollow man.
Yes. Headpiece.
Is the hollow man a little man condition, being hollow?
No, it's not. It wasn't about hollow. It's hollow, not hollow. Hollow man.
But it's spelled H-O-L-L-O-W, but that's not what he meant.
Right, correct.
And hollow means special, hallowed?
To honor.
Okay, so what was the role of the family characters, H.C.'s family? What did they symbolize, or what were they? Why his emphasis on the simple movements of family members?
Because that's the only way you can connect. That's the only way you can connect then.
Right. Well, was he? He was not trying to show a plot. He was trying to show something else in the book. Or do you say he
That's
was?
That's right.
Yeah, less plot than people would expect from a novel in those days.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay, I think I don't want to have too long of a session, so that's a good beginning. I'll see what I get from that. Thank you very much. And is there
anything you want to say? Go through the Halloween.